I want to make it very clear, I'm not against the development of houses. We're crying out for houses here, particularly in Letterkenny and the wider Donegal for that matter. But listen, we're plagued, as you know, out around my own area there, New Mills, Balmoney, Tullygee and surrounding areas, even the old town, and parts of Letterkenny here as well, with water issues, the lack of water and no water infrastructure needing upgraded and so on, you know. So listen, I feel very strongly, before the development goes ahead of the 170 houses in Ballymacool, that number one, we need our infrastructure upplaced, and that's our water. We have to get a commitment from Ashgairn in relation to the upgrade of the infrastructure and an adequate water supply going forward for each and every resident in them areas and for the new development. And on top of that, I feel very strongly that the infrastructure in relation to a road from the O'Donnell Park and to Letterkenny needs to be upgraded as well. And I mean, there's active travel projects going on, as we know, here in Letterkenny, Donal. And listen, I'm one of a very few that has a lot of concerns in relation to active travel. I've expressed my concerns very strongly in different meetings. And, you know, I think some of the roads that were proposed to carry out active travel on, I feel, to be quite honest, that these footpaths are in very good shape, and I don't see any reason why we should be digging them up. But then this brings me back to the road from the O'Donnell Park to Ballymacool. The infrastructure there, the footpaths, are not fit for purpose. And I think that them's the roads that we need to be focused on here as a council. Them's the roads that should be funding. Them's the roads that should be going through Part 8 and at the planning stage and progressing with. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the Convent Road there, it turned out a great job for the students walking down the wider footpath. But we should be connecting the Ballymacool into this. And I feel now, with the development that's now supposed to go to construction stage in 2026 of 170 houses in Ballymacool, that we need to make sure that the infrastructure's tied in along with it, the roads and the water. And I think, you know, there's no point us starting to build houses on top of a problem that's already there. We have to solve the problem first and move forward. And listen, Donal, I want to welcome the fact there that we had an email yesterday from Ashgairn that they are that the site investment works for major infrastructure project to benefit Letterkenny will get underway in the next few weeks. And they tell me that that's going to benefit 29,000 customers in Letterkenny. So listen, that's welcome. It's a step in the right direction, but we have to get it right. We have to make sure the infrastructure is here to feed not only Ballymacool and surrounding areas, but the wider Letterkenny as a whole as well.
That's the water that's coming in from Buncrana, the Illies, the Fullerton Pollen Dam, ultimately. The concern has always been in your area, around about New Mills, Tullygate, Bomini, that without a new reservoir and a new pumping station specifically in that area, no matter what you do on the Inishowen site, it's not going to ultimately benefit your area.
No, that's 100%, Donal. And the fact of the matter is, I feel like I'm banging my head of a brick wall. I've told Ashgairn on numerous occasions that the reservoir in Ran has to be upgraded. It's not holding the capacity of water that's needed to feed them areas. The infrastructure on the ground, listen, I have it in black and white stated from Ashgairn that it's outdated, it needs replaced. That was to happen last year, 2024, and it fell through the stools. And I have a question in here today, again at today's meeting, a request and a response from Ashgairn to exactly where that project is at the minute. Now, I haven't got that response yet, but I'm eagerly waiting on it, because it's vitally important going forward for the development of Letterkenny and the wider Letterkenny, and particularly the water infrastructure in my own area. You know, Ashgairn has to get the butt between their teeth here. You know, they have to push on with these works. They have to get the men on the ground. They have to implement the works, get the infrastructure in, and give the people what they deserve. These people's all paying their taxes. They're working hard. I'll go back to even this week again, Donald. There's areas of Tullygee there is on their first day without water. They're having to take children to the Aura Leisure Centre to get washed. They've children going to schools. It's unbelievable what's going on here. Like, and I'm sick saying it. We're in 2025. You know, it's time Ashgairn, because it's time they're held accountable here, because, you know, they are the elephant in the room here, and there's no doubt in my mind they are going to hold up the development, the future development of Letterkenny. And until they get the infrastructure in place, until they can put it on, set in stone for me that they're willing to commit to having the proper infrastructure in place, the proper water there to feed all these areas and all these households, then we can develop Ballymacool. But I feel strongly until that, we can't build on top of a problem that's already there.